Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, we're 2 days away from the Redskins and the Seahawks in Seattle. A difficult task. Looks like it's becoming insurmountable with all the injuries. Let's get the latest from out in Ashburn today from J.P. Finley, NBC Sports Washington. J.P., let's start with Jamison Crowder. If Jordan Reed doesn't go, Crowder's going to get targeted 11 or 12 times. Is he going to play?
That is a that's a big-time question right now. I mean, I lean towards yes, he will play, because this is a hamstring issue that's been nagging him really since training camp. But the fact that he hasn't practiced 2 days in a row, I think if you asked Jay Gruden about it, he wouldn't know, honestly, what answer to give you. And that's the situation with a lot of these guys, is Jay can hope and maybe assume they'll be able to go on Sunday, but like we saw last week with Rashad Breeland, they can aggravate the injury, they could get another injury, and that can throw plans off once we hit Sunday and they have to put their inactives together.
Renowned American sports writer Jeff Perlman Finley. Let's say you get to be a Gruden for a day and you're in the meeting rooms when you're sort of getting this game plan together for what the Redskins can do on offense against Seattle. With all these guys out, with all the offensive line injuries and what little they have that works, what the hell goes on that play sheet? What goes in the game plan? What can you even try to do without getting somebody decapitated, basically?
So Grant and I talked about this last week, I think. I mean, yes, they're injured, but you still got to call plays. You still got to go out there and run the offense that has worked for you. I think it's important that they don't get away from the run game. Seattle, they're in the bottom third of the league in giving up yards on the ground. But Rob Kelly's got that ankle issue is lingering for him. I think the Skins need to run the ball with their running backs at least 16, 17 times and preferably north of 20. I think that'll do two things. I think that if they commit to the run and they're able to run in the second half, that will open up their offense and play action work. Maybe Kirk will go downfield, and it'll keep the Seahawks offense off the field. I mean, that's a pretty explosive group. They don't really run the ball at all. All they're looking to do is let Russ Wilson run around and make big plays. But another thing that I think is worth mentioning, Brandon Scherff practiced yesterday. He only did individual stuff, but me standing there watching him, he was very clearly focused on what the line was doing, what the calls were going to be for Seattle, what kind of some of the combination blocks they were going to set up for the Seahawks defense. Watching him yesterday, he seemed like a guy that would play on Sunday. I think that's a really big boost to the Redskins, for starters, just because it means you have another Pro Bowler on the offensive line. But I also think if he could play, maybe they move Catalina to left guard if LaValle can't play, and that puts Ari Quanjo back on the bench where I'd argue he belongs, and that will give them a little bit more stability in the offensive line.
Is there any way they can win this game?
Sure. I mean, it's the NFL, man. Crazy things happen all the time.
I mean, but other than that, other than just like there's a chance because it's the NFL, like what's the script for them to win that's plausible?
I think it'd be great if the defense could create some turnovers. And then, if Kirk has the game he had against the Raiders, they could win this game. I mean, the Seahawks give up points. And the Skins, though we haven't seen it, are supposed to have a relatively explosive offense. So, say Chris Thompson gets loose on a couple big plays, you connect downfield to Doxson, that's what he did in the Raiders game. Certainly the Redskins can win this thing. I mean, this isn't, remember a couple years ago when the Jags went out to Denver and they were 20-point underdogs or something. This isn't that game. The Seahawks are quite beatable. It's just playing it up in Seattle makes it exponentially harder. But one thing that I think we've all kind of gotten away from, and the bulk of this is the injuries, right, is that the Redskins, after that Raiders game, the conversation was, oh, my gosh, they might be able to – you're talking about a divisional playoff round team. This team is really good, and they've lost a lot of guys. But in that locker room, I don't think a lot of those players think that they have no chance of going to Seattle and winning this game.
At JP Finley NBCS on the Twitterverse. Give him a follow if you care about the Redskins. Does a great job covering them for NBC Sports here in town. All right, Jake Plummer Finley. You mentioned the defense turning some turnovers here against Seattle. To me, the recipe is they can't run. Seattle's got kind of mirrors the Redskins in that way. Their running game has been awful. Rotating cast of running backs after Chris Carson went out. Can you force some turnovers against Seattle? Force Russell Wilson into some bad moments? Because to me, it's a terrible recipe. He escapes the pocket and kills them the way that Carson Wentz and Alex Smith did a number of times over. And he may be the best in the league at that. How do you get those turnovers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really hard for them to do. But if you look at the skin secondary, they've got talent. I mean, Josh Norman should certainly be playing. I talked to Bashaud Breeland yesterday. He said the plan is for him to play this week. DJ Swearinger, if Vontae Nicholson can go, you'd like to think that could be a strength for the Redskins. And the way Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith have been playing, of course, Russell Wilson is going to get out of the pocket and make some big plays against the Skins. But if they can get to him and maybe knock the ball loose, that's something Ryan Kerrigan's been really good at throughout his career. And I think he's having one heck of a season that we're not really discussing as much as we should be. Turnovers are fluky regardless, but you know, it's not like you're going up against Deshaun Kizer and you can count on an interception or two, especially with Russell Wilson. One stat that I think is troubling, and Danny, I worry about your blood pressure Sunday afternoon. Coming into this game, Russ Wilson and the Seahawks are sixth in the league at converting third downs for first downs. I think you know how well the Redskins do on stopping third down conversions. They rank 23rd in the league, and I think there are going to be some times in this game where the Skins just give up backbreaking third downs and Twitter goes ballistic.
Do you think this could be the week? I saw on your Twitter account, and Danny's right, do a great job covering the Skins. And if you plugged in on social media, you know JP's work because he has a lot of things, including Instagram stories now coming out from practice, which I watch. But
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, it was cool. That was a neat way to do that. I hadn't seen that. Terrell Pryor had his comment where he said, look, we got to make big plays because we know they're going to make them. Is this the week that he or Josh Doctson or someone in the receiving core other than Jamison Crowder breaks out?
You know, I've gotten out of the business of trying to predict that because I thought, Grant, I think you said the same thing. I thought going into the Cowboys game, Doctson would have a big game. Obviously, the weather ended up playing a big factor
in
that.
I had him going for 100 yards, and he went for one. So I was only off by 99.
Right. I kind of lucked out because I said he'd score a touchdown, but ooh, I thought he'd have 70 yards and a touchdown, not one yard and a touchdown. It's getting harder and harder to predict that. I think I wrote about this morning based on Jay Gruden's comments yesterday, you know, asked about should Kirk go downfield more, basically. And we're kind of in this weird, nebulous chicken and egg situation. Should Kirk go downfield and try to make plays for guys that haven't been making plays for him? Or are these guys not making plays because they're not getting the targets? And I think depending, you know, when you talk to receivers that aren't getting the ball a lot, and that's not specific to this year. I mean, receivers historically want the ball all the time. I think those guys want the football more. And I think, is there a game where Doctson gets targeted 10 times? I think that would be really good for this offense. Maybe not in that one game, but long term. But I think that the Redskins and Kirk also do a really good job of moving the ball with guys that are open, and you know the stats back that up. So it's really hard to decide when that breakout will come. I do think a breakout will come for Josh Doctson. He's just too talented. You know, his route running isn't as precise as maybe you'd like it to be, but I think he's the best receiver on the team. I think a breakout comes for him. I don't know if it comes this week in Seattle with Richard Sherman and all those other guys that are up there, though.
Does a great job covering the Redskins. He also made a game-winning three in Game 6 of the 1993 NBA Finals for the Chicago Bulls over the Phoenix Suns. John Paxson, Finley, thank you as always, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'm in the car, so I can't look up all my famous DRs, but you'll always be the Admiral David Robinson.
Thank you, pal.
JP Finley of NBC Sports Washington. Next, it's Friday, so we'll win off the field. The Blitz at noon, and I want to get into what JP was just talking about. Some really fascinating quotes from Redskins Park yesterday from Jay Gruden on Kirk Cousins needing to take some shots down the field. We'll play those. We'll react to them in the 12 o'clock hour. And if you haven't heard them yet, you're going to want to. They're pretty compelling. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.